Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
A lot of the competition out there was all quite legacy brands. They weren't very user-friendly, so we thought we could put something together which was a bit more startup-y, a bit more cool and easy to use. But I didn't really have much of an understanding of the market. A lot of these competitors are huge companies as well, with massive resources behind them. We were this tiny little startup based in a tiny little office here in Manchester. But, you know, as I say, I went into the market without really fully understanding it. I just thought there was an opportunity here.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today, I am joined by James Mulvaney. James is the host of the Mashed podcast. He has worked in radio and podcasting for years, running companies and selling a variety of products and services along the way, including podcast.co and matchmaker.fm, as well as radio.co. I mean, the guy is prolific. Most notably to podcasters like myself, it's podcast.co and matchmaker.fm. But early on, he got into a business he knew little about. That's coming up after the break. Real quick request before we get into today's show. If you could go and leave us a kindly, or I guess hurtful, review wherever you listen to your podcasts, that would be amazing. And if your podcatcher doesn't allow you to do that, you can click the first link in the show notes. It'll take you right to Podchaser, which is like an IMDb for podcasts. You can drop us a review there. Let us know what you think. We'd love to hear about it. It helps people find us and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy. Enjoy the show. James Mulvaney, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
I am.
So let's talk about another one of your quote-unquote failures, CDNify. What was CDNify and how did it fail for you?
Yeah, this was really a classic example of going into a market that I didn't have much understanding of. I saw an opportunity. I thought, yeah, I can make some money here. But there was really like little passion behind the project for me. One of the things I wanted to do, you know, this was probably about 8 years ago now. You know, I had a previous business that was starting to do well. I had a small team. I think I had maybe, 8 or 10 staff. And previously I'd been very hands-on in my last company in terms of, you know, how we built the product and kind of the technical side of things. I initially started out writing code, and I wanted to make a product without actually having any involvement in the development cycle myself. So I wanted to set myself a challenge to be completely hands off, not write any code, and make sure that the team were overseeing the development, because I kind of saw that as a step forward in where I needed to be going as an entrepreneur. You know, you can do too many things at once and you can be too involved in all sorts of things. And actually sometimes, you know, allowing to, you know, trust and delegating to your team is really important. So I kind of knew that was something I wanted to learn. So I kind of had looked at the content delivery market, and it's a really boring, geeky thing. Just to kind of explain what CDN is in layman's terms, when you hit a website, you know, a lot of like the big assets on the website, so for example, video or images, will get downloaded from a CDN. And that is basically a distributed network of servers in different strategic locations all around the world. So if I'm in the UK and I hit a website, the images, the videos will all come off a server in London. And that just speeds up the experience. So that's basically the nature of the product. There was kind of already, I don't know, 2 dozen CDN products out there. We thought we could build something that was kind of more cool and startup-y and a bit more like hip than the other ones. A lot of the competition out there was all quite legacy brands. They weren't very user-friendly. So we thought we could put something together which was a bit more startup-y, a bit more cool and easy to use. But I didn't really have much of an understanding of the market. A lot of these competitors are huge companies as well, with massive resources behind them. And we were this tiny little startup based in a tiny little office here in Manchester. But, you know, as I say, I went into the market without really fully understanding it. I just thought that there was an opportunity here. So we kind of built this CDN, we put it together. And fundamentally, you know, a year or two in, it just wasn't generating sufficient revenue. And it was kind of like, do we continue with this or is it time to shut it down? And I decided to sell it on to, you know, another company who they still have it. So, I hope they're doing really well with it. But it was just a case of like, you know, for me as an entrepreneur, I'd gone into something I really had very little understanding on. apart from I thought that there was an opportunity there and I hadn't really researched the market properly. So I think, you know, that was probably one of the reasons that it failed.
Do you think that there is a world where you did keep going with it and where you did succeed with it? And if so, what do you think you would have had to do differently in order to make that happen?
I'm a big believer of doing things that you're passionate about as an entrepreneur. I think it's quite hard to really, really push something unless you're very, very passionate or interested in it. And I think for me, the passion wasn't there. It was just too kind of cold-blooded, business-minded. And I just thought, well, I could make loads of money here. And it turned out I couldn't, you know, because perhaps just because I didn't understand the market or not. So would I, I think sometimes as an entrepreneur, you know, you've got to fail fast. So sometimes I'll have projects I'll run for 2 years. And I've just, you know, in this case, I just decided it was like, I've got other things to focus on and I'm more excited about my new project. So let's move on to that and we'll sell what we have and try and recoup some of the investment.
I think that's easily one of the best lessons any entrepreneur can learn is that you need to get involved with things you first understand and second, things that you will actually enjoy working on and things that you feel a little bit of passion for. So I'm curious then about the giving up of that project, the selling of that project. Did that feel a little bit like, I guess, like a hit to your ego? Like did you feel like, oh, I failed. Oh, I wish I could have done this. Or did it feel more like a burden being lifted?
Yeah, there's probably elements of both. I think certainly the not having to kind of worry about maintaining, because we did have a customer base. You know, that's the thing. Once you've built a software platform or a product, you do have to maintain it. Otherwise, it really just does end up going down the pan and you'll lose customers and you'll get a bad reputation. So you do have to still put a certain amount of internal resources towards maintaining a project, you know, making sure that the lights are switched on, which is ironic considering this is called Broken Bulbs, right? But, you know, certainly with a technical platform like that, you know, we need to make sure that it was still delivering the service to the people who were paying for it. But it was just a case of, you know, I hadn't been able to grow the user base to a level where I was kind of satisfied. And, you know, therefore, and because it was quite technical to maintain, I wasn't really that interested in it. So, yeah, I think there was that element of, well, it's one less thing for us to worry about now as a team. You know, someone else can take that responsibility and they can do what they want with it. Hopefully, you know, they'll be able to grow it more than we managed to.
Interesting.
But yeah, it was kind of a case of, I think we'd ran it probably for a year up until that point where we hadn't been really focusing on the marketing or the promotion of it. It was just really kind of running it in maintenance mode.
And so for entrepreneurs listening, what would you recommend they do if they're kind of getting to that point? How do you recommend they might assess a situation like that and determine whether or not they should carry on with it at all?
I think it's different for every individual. Obviously, there's going to be so many different variables, you know, how much money you've invested. If you've got other investors involved, you know, what's their opinion on it? So I don't think there's an easy right or wrong answer. For me, it was really a case of, you know, I wanted to move on and focus on other things. And I knew if we kept, you know, I only had so many resources in my team. So it was a case of like, we want to free up this resource to be putting energy into other areas or other projects. So it was a case of like, you know, let's logically get rid of this. We'll try and cut our losses here and move on.
Yeah, I think that's a challenging thing to do. But I know from personal experience, sometimes you got to cut some projects off if it doesn't make sense to keep going with it. And that's a tough decision to make with anything that you've created. To wrap it up here, I'd like to hear from you what that one bulb is, what that one idea is, that 1,000th try that's working for you now. So feel free to brag a little bit, plug your stuff. Links will be in the show notes. What is working for you now?
So I have a business called podcast.co, which is a podcast hosting platform. And we also offer full agency service. So we create podcasts for lots of interesting brands and companies as well. We've got a few thousand podcasts, which we host. And we're working on some really, really exciting projects right now. And if you're thinking about starting a podcast, there's a wealth of information on that site. So go check it out, podcast.co.
Definitely do. Like I said, we'll have links in the show notes for that. Thank you, James, for joining us today.
Thanks, Alex.
and thank you for listening. The idea here is to get into things you understand. Cool ideas are always fun, but being aware of what we're getting into is critical. This is why I do podcasting and not deep sea drilling, because I've practiced podcasting. Special thank you to James Mulvaney for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs once again. Be sure to check out his work, including his podcast hosting platform, podcast.co. Links are down in the show notes. You can also leave us a review using the first link in the show notes. It helps people find us, and it makes us feel warm and fuzzy inside. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, which of course you can hear more from us on meccoradio.com. And we are, of course, a proud member of the Createvine. Hi, Alex Williams was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.